Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Lou Fragoso, president and CEO of Manning Family Children's Hospital. We found him. He was devouring carbohydrates, still trying to recover from the 100-mile race that took 29 hours, 12 minutes, and 6 seconds. Lou, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Newell. What a pleasure to be on here. Thanks for having me.
What an accomplishment. I was just describing to folks while we were trying to connect up with you, Leadville, the fact that it's at 10,119 feet. It's hard to breathe up there, but you went even higher.
We did. Like you said, Leadville is the highest incorporated town in North America at 10,200 feet, and the race takes you from 10,200 all the way up to 12,600. So 100 miles over the Rockies and all to honor our kids.
The inspiration of the kids, you had tried twice before. I got to imagine that made all the difference.
It made all of the difference, Newell. People have asked me, like, you know, how did you do it? And I said, you needed two things. I said, one, you need the discipline to get your body prepared for something like that, just to be at the start line. But that only takes you 40 miles. The other 60 miles is all 100% commitment to our purpose, to our kids. I had every one of their names, their stories, to keep me just focused on what we were doing. This was about telling their story. And it wasn't the 50 miles, 50 kids, one mission. It was 100 miles, 100 kids, one mission. And we were going to finish what we started. We were going to honor their story. And they took me, our kids, our community, the support of all of it, that is what took me across 100 miles. I couldn't have done it without the support and the absolute 100% commitment to our purpose, which was our kids, and they were with me. No, I could tell you, at one point, I would think I was at mile 58, the hardest part of the race, when I got to the top of Hope Pass, and I was struggling to make the time cutoff, and I just felt our kids with me. And when I got to the top of that last mountain, there was a rainbow that appeared over the top, and I stopped and I got emotional. And I said, I knew the kids were with me, and we were going to get this thing done.
Now, you carried with you, I think, a synopsis or something of each child's story for each mile of the race, correct?
That is absolutely correct, sir. They were with me the whole time.
And I'm sure in preparation of the race that you reviewed each one, and you probably had it almost down to memory as you were advancing through each and every mile of the 100 miles, just remembering each and every single kid, child.
I did, you know, and I know quite a few of them personally. And when I started up, that the middle section is the hardest. This mile, you know, essentially 38 to 62, because you're going up to close to 13,000 feet. And that was, you know, mile 40 was Walker Berry. And he was one of our patients here who battled brain cancer and lost his battle with brain cancer, but his memory will never leave us. And that was his mile. And that started the climb. And I had that deep in my memory. When I got to the top of Hope Pass, there was another one of our cancer warriors, Emmett, who did beat his battle with cancer and rang the bell. And just the stories go on. When I got down to the middle turnaround section, it was Speedy, one of our kids that have suffered trauma. And it's just, life is an inspiration to all other kids. And he doesn't have use of his legs anymore, but he's thriving and not surviving, in his words. And then, you know, it's just, every mile had a purpose that carried me through each one of those. And when it got, and the body completely failed, and no, I'll tell you, at altitude, your body just fails and you stop, you start having stomach issues. I threw up from mile 38 to 62, lost 15 pounds in that period, but we weren't going to stop. We were getting this done for our kids. And there was, and when I tell you there's divine intervention and I know the kids were with me, that is what got me through that. There's no other explanation for it than the support of this community, the commitment to our purpose and our mission. And I knew every one of those kids was with me. And when I got to mile 99 and Brian Morello was there, our spina bifida patient, he was so fired up. I mean, there's no way I wasn't getting to Brian, who was representing all 100 of our kids there and getting it across the finish line. So he was my last pacer, and it was just absolutely a joy to represent our kids, our city, our community, and to have all of your guys support. Newell, you were one of those people. You were right there supporting. You were an early supporter in all this. So I just can't thank you and your listeners enough for supporting our mission here and supporting our kids.
Lou, I was just telling the story. You know, when it comes to kids and I hear the stories, I'm a softie. I'm actually got tears in my eyes right now just thinking about it. And that's probably the worst thing that you could do is give up tears, you know, in the midst of that, in the midst of that race. I just don't know how you're able to hold it together, because I wouldn't have been able to. But I just got to imagine that last mile with Brian, and he's wheelchair bound, and he's really dedicated himself, I think, to engaging in sporting activities as well, right?
He has. And, you know, the Brian is an amazing story, and it just gives you a sense of how strong and powerful our kids are and their absolute fight. Here's a kid who's 15 years old. He's had more surgeries than birthdays. He was born with a spinal cord sticking out his back, no use of his legs, and he has every reason not to push, not to continue. He's got every excuse that he could possibly have, and he's none of it. He has no excuses. He pushes. He overcomes. And 2 years ago, I think you know the story, you know, he wanted to get into wheelchair racing. And I said, well, look, Brian, I'll do a 10K with you. You want to do the Crescent City Classic? And it was his first one. He crossed the finish line in just over an hour. This year he crossed the finish line in 45 minutes, beating 96% of the people that were there. And when he learned that I was doing this, he said, Mr. Lou, you helped me cross the finish line for my first 10K. He goes, I'm going to fly out there and I'm going to help you cross the finish line for your first 100-mile race. We're bringing this home together.
Wow.
And that's what he did. He is an inspiration to every child and to all of us, and it's why we do what we do here for every child, every time. And I'm just so proud of the work that we do here and the community that supports it, because we can't do any of it without the support of community. And I was proud to go out there and suffer. You know, when you're suffering for a purpose, that purpose is transformed. That transforms your suffering into meaning. And,
no, absolutely,
you know,
no doubt.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
So I couldn't be proud of that.
You know, just incredible congratulations to you and obviously all of the kids that served as an inspiration. They're fighting the battle each and every day, those that are still able to do so. I wanted to comment real quick with the new relationship that you have with the Manning family. I may be one of the biggest Archie Manning fans that ever lived. I think he's just a testament to what a gentleman is all about. Great job with the new advertising campaign. Just love it. And I hope that it brings a lot of success in helping that endeavor of your mission each and every day and helping kids in our community.
Yeah. I mean, Archie has been, I think you said it perfectly. What a kind soul. He is truly a gentleman. The Manning support has been absolutely tremendous. They've been engaged. I mean, we text almost every day. He's been at this hospital multiple times. I mean, when I tell you that he's 100% in, he's 100% in. And I'll give you just a little backstory on how it all happened. And it'll just warm your heart, because it just tells you the kind of person that Archie is and the family and the boys. But he called me when we started all of this, and he said, "Lou, I just got to tell you, I am so impressed with what you guys are doing and how you guys are supporting our community and helping our kids." And he goes, "I just want to know if there's any way I can help." And so that started the conversation. And then he said to me, the day he called me, it was so sweet. He said, "Lou, today is my 54th wedding anniversary. And 1 week from today will be 54 years since I was drafted by the New Orleans Saints. Because this has been my community, and I am in the fourth quarter of my life. And I want my legacy to be giving back to this community. So what can I do to help?" And that wow. tells you everything you need to know about Archie.
No, absolutely. His story is a great story, and obviously, you know, with all of his kids and the successes that they've had, and the fact that they're still and have that strong desire to give back to our community is a testament. Like I said, he's a true gentleman in so many different ways, I'd see him every now and again at a restaurant, and he would make it his business to leave his table and come and tell me hello and thank me for yeah. the job that I did while I was sheriff or otherwise. And, you know, wanted to know, you know, if everything was okay, how was it going, if there was some controversy going on or whatever. Always appreciated yeah. that,
such a sweet man.
Yeah. And so happy that y'all have this new collaboration, and I know that it's going to be very, very successful. Lou, congratulations to you. Let me ask you this one last question. Yeah. Have you recovered yet?
No.
Truthfully.
No, I like I told you, I lost 15 pounds. Recovery would be certainly a couple weeks. Right now, I am focused on just on recovering, but I got back to the hospital right away so we can make sure. I wanted to see our families. I wanted to see our team members because they had given me so much support. But yeah, I'm in the stages of recovery, but a couple more weeks and I'll be just fine.
And you were able to, through this endeavor, raised more than $250,000 for the mission.
You did.
Children's Hospital. That's incredible. That's absolutely
it was
incredible.
You know, our goal, Newell, was 100,000, and it again just shows you how our community shows up. I think we were over $260,000.
That is absolutely incredible. Congratulations to you, your entire team, and the whole organization. Proud to be a yeah. part of it.
Thank you so much, Newell, and thank you again so much for your support and all your listeners. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lou. Best of luck and plenty of food to eat. If you need some company, yeah. I'm happy to join you. Lou Fragoso,
care,
President and CEO of the Manning Family Children's Hospital. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.